The Thin Blue Line is a very different kind of documentary by Errol Morris. His earlier films have been compelling but odd slices of Americana. Gates of Heaven was a portrait of California pet cemeteries, and Vern in Florida featured an assortment of small-town characters. The Thin Blue Line, which opens tomorrow in several cities across the country, is an investigation into the 1976 murder of a Dallas police officer. According to Morris, the wrong man is in jail for the crime, and his film solves the case. Cy Musiker has more.
The Thin Blue Line is a kind of film noir documentary, a dark and disturbing tale about Randall Dale Adams, now serving a life sentence in a Texas prison for the 1976 murder of Dallas police officer Robert Wood.
This film is, in part, an investigation of a murder which essentially has remained unsolved for over 10 years, and which is solved in this film.
Documentary maker Errol Morris was working as a private detective before he began The Thin Blue Line, and has spent the last 4 years researching the case and making the film. Morris contends that Adams is innocent, that the Dallas County District Attorney withheld evidence during the trial and ignored contradictory testimony in his eagerness to identify a suspect. Adams has been trapped in what Morris describes as a real-life Twilight Zone episode.
It's an insane world. You are convinced of his innocence, but everybody else thinks he's guilty. It's a world turned on its head. And you feel that once the machinery is set in motion, nothing is going to stop it.
My mom had a good phrase. She said the first night she pulled into Dallas, it was raining, that it was lightning, and they're coming into Dallas, and she said if there was ever a hell on earth, it's Dallas County. She's right.
Randall Adams had run out of gas on his way home from work on Thanksgiving Day in 1976 in Dallas, and was picked up by a teenager named David Harris. They spent some time together drinking, smoking marijuana, and going to a drive-in movie. After the movie, Adams claims, he went home. But as Morris describes, later that night, the car Harris was driving was spotted by two police officers.
Two officers on a graveyard shift had stopped at a fast food restaurant, Burger King. They're about to pick up their order, and they see a blue compact car drifting down Hampton Road in West Dallas, with the headlights off. The parking lights are on, the headlights are off. So they put the red flashers on, they pull out, pull the car over. Robert Wood leaves his ticket book on the seat of the patrol car. Doesn't even intend to write a ticket. He's just going to say, hey, you're driving without your headlights on, turn your headlights on. Walks up to the driver's side of this blue compact and is shot 5 times, shot and killed.
Harris later testified against Adams, claiming it was Adams who was driving and who shot the policeman. Ironically, Harris himself is now on death row. In and out of prison ever since that Dallas night, Harris was finally convicted of kidnapping and murder in 1986. In an interview in the film, and a more recent one with the Dallas Times-Herald, Harris recanted his testimony, claiming that Adams is innocent and strongly hinting that Harris himself was the murderer. The Dallas County District Attorney who prosecuted the case has since left the department. His successor, John Vance, is not impressed with Harris's new version of the story.
A lot of times prisoners on death row will change their testimony if they've testified against someone because people have made promises to them to help take care of their families after they've been executed, or will send them money to buy cigarettes and other items from the commissary in the penitentiary, any number of reasons.
At least one critic agrees with Vance. David Aronstein with the Los Angeles Herald Examiner doesn't think the film demonstrates there's been a miscarriage of justice.
My impression in seeing the film was that there were huge gaps within this story that were not being dealt with. And the longer the film went on, the fact that these questions weren't being addressed the more suspicious I became of the entire undertaking.
The movie has no narration. Morris builds the Kafkaesque story from dozens of interviews and carefully staged reenactments of the events of that Thanksgiving night. The hypnotic score is by composer Philip Glass. The film's surreal qualities impressed Los Angeles Times critic Kevin Thomas.
It's an ambitious experiment in style, I think, this very austere approach. But I think it does work. I love the look of the picture. The look of the picture is wonderful. It's sort of a gritty, bleak look to it.
For Morris, the movie is first a chance to convince the public of Randall Adams' innocence and to strongly suggest that Harris is the real murderer. But Morris was a graduate student in philosophy before becoming a filmmaker and detective, and he says The Thin Blue Line also explores more fundamental questions about life and fate.
I think we like to think that if bad things happen to us, they happen to us because of things that we did or didn't do. It's a very unappetizing thought to think that we live in a world of caprice, of chance. But this is that kind of story.
I get up, I go to work on Saturday. You know, why did I meet this kid? I don't know. Why did I run out of gas at that time? I don't know. But it happened. It happened.
This guy is still rotting away in a maximum security prison in Texas. And he didn't do it. He absolutely didn't do it.
A federal magistrate in Texas has recently reviewed evidence that Morris collected to prove Adams' innocence, but has rejected a request for a new trial. Attorneys for Adams are appealing that decision. For National Public Radio, I'm Cy Musiker in Los Angeles.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.